Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is August 9th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last Thursday was the Republican Debate Circus, hosted by America's favorite prejudicial news channel, Fox. The top 10 polling candidates took to the stage in Cleveland with the most popular and entertaining contestant, Donald Trump, at the center. It's really interesting that on that day, August 6th, there was a truly intense planetary pattern in the zodiac. Mercury is the planet of communication, facts, and information, and the media. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and beliefs. Venus is the planet of entertainment, appearance, and celebrities. In short, the volume of beliefs trumping the facts and the accompanying exaggeration that spewed out of the mouths of the contestants was nothing short of amazing. And, making things more intense, Saturn, the planet of control and pressure, was in exact square aspect to the three-planet conjunction. Well, by any measure, it was Donald Trump who, as everyone had predicted, stole the show. This was not surprising, since that four-planet pattern in the heavens was heavily impacting his natal chart. Both Saturn and Jupiter were in strong positions relative to his rising degree. With natal Mars conjunct his Leo ascendant, Mr. Trump is already predisposed towards combat and grandstanding. The influence of a whole bunch of planets lining up with this part of the chart made certain he would behave in an egoic, even megalomaniacal manner. Obviously, the moderators didn't know how to control the Donald, as he came back at them with answers, zingers, that plainly caught the Fox News anchors by surprise. You could see it on their faces. His outsized persona dominated the proceedings from beginning to end. It's that Mars conjunct his ascendant in his natal chart that makes him that way. You cannot embarrass Donald Trump, and the crowd loves him for it. They love him because he does not back down. So the question is, will this whole Trump thing go poof and disappear at some point? Will order be restored to the GOP universe? Well, let's take a brief look at what is coming up. Right now, Mars, in the zodiac, is in Cancer, transiting through Mr. Trump's 12th house. Mars is the planet of attack, in the house of the unknown. Unsurprisingly, his antics at the GOP debate have aroused a lot of opposition from fellow Republicans across the board. But Jupiter is transiting in his first house, which boosts his confidence and optimism nonetheless. And in four more weeks, Mars will enter Leo, his ascendant, where it will accompany Jupiter, planet of optimism. This will power up Mr. Trump considerably. After that, Mars enters his second house of speech, promoting even more bombastic pronouncements. I don't think the Trump phenomena is finished, or not for the near future anyway. Okay, just checking on some other recent news items. Retrograde Venus manifested in various ways last week. Here's just a few samplings of the events associated with a backwards Venus conjunct with Jupiter. Venus is the planet of love and lovemaking, and therefore its result, reproduction. The Planned Parenthood organization was under major attack last week after some undercover videos made by a group that opposes birth control prompted conservatives in Congress to propose ending the $500 million a year subsidy that the Women's Health Organization gets from the federal government. Venus is the planet of love and marriage. Pope Francis came out with a directive for Roman Catholic priests. Keep the door open to divorced Catholics who want to remarry, the Pope said. Though their unions are contrary to the sacrament of marriage, the Church, as a mother, seeks the good and salvation of all her children. Puerto Rico defaulted for the first time on Monday, paying just $628,000 of the $58 million of interest and principal due on its bonds. The U.S. Commonwealth of 117 years is attempting to negotiate its $72 billion debt. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.